Japanese triplexes built in the 1960s at the last intact cannery on BC's north coast have now been restored, preserving a vital piece of the region's multicultural fishing heritage. Built in 1889, the North Pacific Cannery in Port Edward played a key role in driving economic development on British Columbia's coast through salmon canning. It remained in active operation until 1980. Now the North Pacific Cannery National Historic Site and Museum, the site consists of a cluster of wooden buildings, primarily single-story, arranged along a wooden boardwalk. It includes the main cannery building, management and administrative offices, residences, and employee housing. Ethnically segregated living and work areas divided Chinese, Japanese, Native and white labor, stated Parks Canada. The setup was designed to function as a self-sustaining community in an isolated location, generating significant profits for its owners. The main cannery structure, completed in 1895, remains largely unaltered to this day. The Port Edward Historical Society is the current steward of the site. They are a registered charity dedicated to preserving, restoring, interpreting, and expanding the legacy of the North Pacific Cannery. With funding from the Japanese Canadian Legacies Initiative, a nonprofit organization supported by the province, the local society received a grant that enabled the restoration of 3 units in 1 triplex to their original state. These restored units are now available as short-term rental accommodations. The Japanese Canadian Legacy Society was set up by the provincial government, in 2022, because the provincial government finally owned up to the fact that they had a role to play when the Japanese Canadians were interned, in camps, during World War II. So to make up for that horrible time, they set aside some funding, said Mona Izumi, North Pacific Cannery Historical Society's president. Additionally, the society transformed a 4th unit in the 2nd triplex into an interpretive exhibit showcasing the history of Japanese Canadians at the cannery. This display features archival recreations of the homes and everyday objects used by past residents, offering visitors an immersive glimpse into their lives. The society organized the grand opening of the triplexes on May 24, drawing a turnout of more than 150 attendees. The afternoon featured a special interactive performance by the Lax Qualams dancers, guided tours of the site, and a delicious salmon bake and sushi relished by all. Japanese triplexes. A significant number of Japanese Canadians worked at the cannery before the Second Wolard War. They were fishermen, skilled boat builders, net menders and cannery workers. In 1941, Canada declared war on Japan. After that, 1,200 fishing boats owned by Japanese Canadians were impounded, states the exhibit panels at the triplex. All persons of Japanese ancestry were forcibly removed from their homes on the West Coast and moved to internment camps in the interior of BC. Able-bodied men were sent to work on farms and road crews in communities east of the Rockies, said the text on the exhibit. Ichitaro Miki was born in Japan and moved to Northwest BC to join his father and uncles to build boats before the war. On February 19, 1942, my parents were forced to evacuate Arendale, north of Prince Rupert, for the last time. Father, Ichitaro Miki's relationship with the First Nations people was so close. With his departure, he was abandoning years of hard work and everything he had built up was virtually lost. As the Catalaw steamed past familiar landmarks, Father took a final glance up Portland Inlet, not knowing when he would ever see this land again, shared Miki's family. In 1945, Japan surrendered after the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. All internment camps in BC were then closed and bulldozed. Japanese Canadians were made to relocate east of the Rocky Mountains or repatriate to Japan. By 1949, the federal government lifted the restrictions it imposed under the War Measures Act, and Japanese Canadians were finally allowed to return to British Columbia's coast. Following the news, fishing companies in BC started actively recruiting these fishermen and tried to attract them with boat rentals and housing. After the war, the Japanese were mainly fishermen, no longer boat builders and cannery workers. Old housing at the cannery withered and fell apart, so the owners constructed new ones for the returning fishermen between 1964 and 1965. Some of the original residents were Robert and Fumiko Nishimura, Katsuki and Misao Kadawaki, and Frank and Yoshiko Yoshida. These families made every effort to make the most of the salmon season. According to the interpretive text, men typically fished while women took on responsibilities both at home and in the cannery. Life was busy, especially during peak season, as they worked hard to preserve enough seafood to last the entire year. They canned sockeye salmon, crab, abalone, and sea urchin, and also dried seaweed. Salmon was often salted and shipped to family members in other parts of Canada. In addition to their work, women also maintained the communal bath, a vital part of daily life and community hygiene. For the first time in the triplex's record, they are now open to the public. The restored spaces offer an immersive look into daily life in these historic homes. The kitchens display traditional cooking items, while the living rooms are set up with vintage radios, pianos, and traditional Japanese games and snacks. The bedrooms feature old beds and side tables filled with personal items from the era, evoking a deep sense of nostalgia for visitors. Heather Hadland-Dudoward, the Historical Society's general manager, invites visitors to rent the three new, refurbished units. She says while the exterior maintains the old, rustic look, the interior is equipped with modern furniture, heating and lighting systems. The bathroom, however, includes an antique clawfoot bathtub and a cast iron sink, both salvaged from the original cannery. Modern amenities such as TVs and Wi-Fi have not yet been added. You really get to unplug and just enjoy the environment. It is really neat, and people who like trains will especially love staying here, said Dudoward. Travelers will wake up to an ultra-tranquil setting, surrounded by lush greenery, a serene river, and the majestic mountains. The only regular source of funding the cannery gets is from the North Coast Regional District, without which operations would not be possible. Young Canada Works provides some additional support for tour guides. However, as Dudoward noted, maintaining the various museum spaces, artifacts, and facilities, along with supporting staff and events, requires an immense amount of ongoing effort. The upkeep of this historic site involves considerable work, from guided tours to daily maintenance and administrative operations. With the addition of new rental units, the Society hopes to advance its mission to preserve and enhance the site for years to come.